Welcome to the Local Business Playbook. I'm Alex, and today we are diving into a topic that honestly sounds like science fiction, but it is actively reshaping Florida commercial real estate right now. We're talking about the data center gold rush. And I'm Jamie. Okay, I have been so excited about this episode because I think so many Florida landowners have no idea what they might actually be sitting on. Like, we're talking life-changing money here.
Exactly.
And I want to be specific about who this is for. If you own industrial land, a large warehouse, or even a defunct manufacturing site near major power infrastructure, you could be looking at a genuine gold mine. Between 2024 and 2026, we are seeing a market dynamic I have genuinely never seen in 20 years of following this industry. So what makes this moment so different? Because data centers aren't exactly a new concept, right?
Great question. What's new is the behavior of the big operators, the hyperscalers.
We're talking Equinix, Digital Realty, CyrusOne. These giants are no longer just looking to buy land outright. They are looking for partners, and they are signing 15 to 20 year leases at rents that are 3-4, sometimes 5 times higher than what you'd get from a standard logistics or warehouse tenant.
Wait, 5 times higher? That is not a small difference. That is a completely different conversation with your accountant.
Right? And today we're breaking down exactly how that works. It's called the colocation partnership model. We'll look at why these operators need local partners, what they're actually looking for in a site, and the three ways you can structure a deal to maximize your return while minimizing your risk.
I love that we're covering all three structures because I think people assume there's only one way to do a deal like this. So let's start at the beginning. Why is this boom happening right now?
So the short answer is AI. We are in the middle of an AI arms race. Every major tech company is racing to build out infrastructure to support large language models, cloud computing, and the absolutely massive amounts of data that we all generate just living our daily lives.
And Florida specifically is an interesting piece of this puzzle, isn't it? It's not just a generic nationwide trend.
Florida is uniquely positioned. We are a gateway to Latin America. We're a hub for subsea fiber cables. Those cables come ashore in places like Boca Raton and Miami, and we have a booming population that demands low-latency digital services. But here's the critical bottleneck for the big operators.
Oh, tell me the bottleneck. This is the part where local landowners become valuable.
Exactly. Building a data center is incredibly expensive and time-consuming. A single hyperscale facility can cost anywhere from $500 million to $2 billion to construct. These companies have multi-billion dollar pipelines, but they simply cannot move fast enough to acquire, entitle, and permit every viable site themselves.
So if you're a local landowner who already has industrially zoned land, especially near high voltage power lines, you have the one thing money can't immediately buy: speed and site control.
You nailed it. Operators are realizing that a local partner who understands the municipality, who has relationships with utility providers like Florida Power and Light or Duke Energy, and who already has the land entitled, that person is worth a massive premium. Instead of the traditional model where the operator just buys the land and the owner walks away with a one-time capital gain, we're seeing a shift toward long-term partnerships that create generational income streams.
Generational income stream. That phrase is doing a lot of work, and I love it. Okay, so let's say someone's listening right now and they're thinking, wait, could my property qualify? What does an operator's checklist actually look like?
So operators run an incredibly rigorous site selection process. They are not looking for good sites. They are looking for perfect sites because the cost of failure is way too high. And the single most critical factor, the one that will make or break your deal before the first meeting, is power.
Power, not location, not zoning. Power first.
Power first, power always. A site with perfect zoning and fiber access will be instantly disqualified if it cannot access at least 20 megawatts of committed utility power within an 18 to 24 month window. Ideally, they want to see 50 to 200 megawatts of potential. To put that in perspective, 1 megawatt can power roughly 700 to 1,000 homes.
Okay, so we are talking about a staggering draw on the grid. That's not a rounding error on the local utilities spreadsheet.
Not even close. Operators specifically look for proximity to high-voltage substations. 69 kilovolt lines at a minimum, though they prefer 138 kilovolts or higher. If you are within 2 miles of a substation, you're in the game. If you're adjacent to one, you're the belle of the ball.
I love that. The bell of the ball. What else are they checking beyond power?
Land area is huge. You generally need at least 10 acres for a smaller colocation facility, but the big players want 25 to 100 acres to allow for campus expansion. Then there's fiber, and they don't want just one fiber line.
they want four or more diverse carrier routes coming from different directions, so that if a backhoe cuts a line on one side of the property, the data center stays online.
Oh, that's a detail I hadn't thought about. Redundancy in the fiber routes. That makes total sense when you think about what's at stake.
And then there are Florida-specific factors. Flood zones are a big one. Most operators will not touch a site in a 100-year floodplain. They want what's called Zone X, which means minimal flood risk. They also look for hazard buffers. They don't want to be within a mile of an explosive or chemical facility, and they prefer to stay out of flight paths.
The flight path thing sounds almost paranoid until you realize they're housing billions of dollars of data, and they are literally planning for every possible scenario.
When the downside is that catastrophic, you plan for everything. And the practical takeaway here is, if your site checks these boxes, do not guess. Get a utility feasibility study done. Get the actual data before you start any conversations.
Okay, so let's say your site passes the checklist. You've got the power access, the acreage, the fiber, you're in Zone X. Now, how do you actually structure the deal? Because I know you've got three models and I want to hear all of them.
All right, model number one is the ground lease. This is the most hands-off approach for the landowner. You retain ownership of the land and lease it to the operator for 20 to 50 years. The operator builds everything, owns the building, and pays you a premium rent.
And the beauty of this one is the stickiness, right? These tenants are not moving.
Exactly, because data centers are so specialized, once an operator is in, they are in. It turns raw land into a high-yield bond-like asset, stable, long-term, and you never have to touch the technical side of the operation.
I could see a lot of Florida landowners really gravitating toward that model. What's the second option for people who want a bit more upside?
Model two is the powered shell development. In this scenario, the landowner takes on more responsibility and more risk, but for a significantly higher reward. You build the shell of the building, the foundation, the walls, the roof. You bring the power and fiber to the doorstep. Then the operator leases that shell and handles the fit-out, the raised floors, the cooling systems, the servers.
So you're essentially a developer in this model, capturing a chunk of the development profit while still letting the operator handle all the technical complexity of the actual data environment. That's a smart middle ground.
It really is. And then the third model is the joint venture, or JV. This is becoming more popular with institutional landowners. The owner and the operator form a new entity. The owner contributes the land and potentially some capital. The operator contributes the technical expertise and tenant relationships, and you share in the cash flow of the entire operation.
Highest risk, highest reward. You're not just in real estate anymore. You're in the data center business.
Exactly right. The upside is virtually unlimited, but you have to go in with eyes open. Now, before we wrap up on the deal structures, I want to talk about the Florida factor, because doing business here is genuinely different than in Northern Virginia or Silicon Valley.
Oh, the Florida factor, yes. Heat, humidity, hurricanes, there are real operational considerations here.
The heat and humidity mean cooling costs are a major line item for these facilities. So if your site has access to reclaimed water for cooling, or is situated in a way that allows for high-efficiency HVAC design, that is a real selling point in your pitch. But the other big Florida factor is the political landscape.
And this is where being the local partner is genuinely invaluable, right? Because many Florida municipalities are still figuring out what a data center even is.
Some residents might worry about noise from cooling fans or the aesthetic of a giant windowless building going up in their community. As the local partner, your job is to lead the entitlement process. You know the city council members, the county commissioners. You can explain that a data center is a quiet neighbor that generates massive tax revenue with minimal impact on local traffic or schools.
That framing, quiet neighbor, big tax revenue, I feel like that is genuinely persuasive to local officials who are always looking for economic wins without the downsides of heavy industry.
And you also need to be proactive with the utilities. Florida Power and Light and Duke Energy are generally supportive of these projects because they are massive, steady customers. But here's the reality check. The lead times for transformers and substation upgrades are currently measured in years, not months.
Years. So the landowner, who can get a will serve letter from the utility early in the process, has a massive head start over everyone else.
That will serve letter is often what wins the contract. It signals to the operator that you have done your homework and that the timeline is real. And speaking of timelines, the window for this specific cycle is open right now, but it will not stay open forever. As more capacity comes online, operators will become even more selective about the sites they pursue.
So if you're listening to this and thinking your property might have the bones for a data center partnership, the time to act is genuinely now. What's the first practical step someone should take?
Start with a site audit. Check your proximity to power infrastructure, verify your flood zone status, and look at your local zoning overlay. Those three things will tell you very quickly whether you're in the conversation or not.
And we have resources to help you do exactly that. We've put together a Florida commercial real estate guide and a directory of industrial zones across the state, and you can find all of it at support-local-businesses.com/podcast.
If this deep dive was helpful, please subscribe and leave us a review. It genuinely helps other Florida entrepreneurs and landowners find the show. And if you have a success story about a land partnership, reach out to us through the site. We would love to feature you in a future episode.
Yes, we want to hear from you. Head over to support-localbusinesses.com/podcast for all the resources, guides, and ways to connect with us. Thanks so much for spending time with us today. Support local, grow your business, and keep building Florida.